Until now, the scandal of Barclays Bank and the LIBOR rate-fixing affair has looked like mainly a British problem, but lawyers here are now looking at Australian losses. Barclays is already up for fines of almost $500 million for manipulating the LIBOR. Top executives have resigned and more multinational firms are now in the firing line. Here, the law firm Slater & Gordon has told PM that it's putting together a class action on behalf of big businesses which have used financial products which reference the LIBOR, a key benchmark interest rate. The firm estimates that billions have been lost in Australia because of the swindle. Lexi Metherall reports.
You may never have heard of it before, but the LIBOR is at the centre of what's been described as the largest rigging of prices in history. To a large extent, the world of international finance runs on the LIBOR, which is based on the interest rates banks in London pay to borrow from one another. Sam Wiley is a principal fellow at the Melbourne Business School.
London is the global centre of banking, and so it's quite natural that it's the rates at which London banks can borrow and lend money that is used as the benchmark for interest rates in different currencies.
Dr. Wiley says hundreds of trillions of dollars in contracts around the world reference the LIBOR.
If you're a big commercial borrower in foreign currency like yen or euros or US dollars, then the interest payments you have to pay go up and down with the LIBOR rate. And so it's a benchmark for commercial borrowing around the world in different currencies, the most important benchmark.
The British bank Barclays has been fined nearly $500 million for manipulating the LIBOR. And in the wake of the scandal, lawyers are now busily calculating the losses, including in Australia.
It would be very likely in the billions of dollars. The publicity coming out of the inquiry in England has estimated trillions of dollars worth of losses on a global basis.
Van Moorlis is a commercial litigation lawyer with Slater & Gordon, which is putting together a class action. He says in Australia, the LIBOR scandal is more likely to have directly affected big Australian companies and sophisticated investors, rather than smaller borrowers.
Retail people, the mums and dads, don't usually invest in sophisticated financial products, which are derivative-based, for instance, and they don't invest in foreign currency and shifts in foreign currencies. The Australian consumer, say a credit card holder, do pay interest, of course, but that interest rate is not referable to LIBOR. It's referable to an Australian-based rate.
That rate is known as the Bank Bill Swap Rate, or BBSW, Australia's equivalent of the LIBOR. So how do we know it hasn't been manipulated? The Australian Financial Markets Association, which sets the BBSW, says it's subject to a much more robust process. The LIBOR is set after banks self-report the rates they believe they could borrow money at, while the BBSW is calculated by banks reporting the actual rates they observe on an actively traded market. AFMA's Executive Director David Lynch explains.
The banks are asked to quote on third-party papers, so we don't ask the institutions to report the price at which they themselves are borrowing debt in the market. So they're pricing to a great extent third-party paper.
Most of the Australian banks PM contacted declined to comment on their exposure to LIBOR reference contracts. But the National Australia Bank says it isn't internally investigating the matter, and the Bank of Queensland says it hasn't been affected by the scandal.
Lexi Metherall.